want some, get some, bad enough, take some. Alive and awake, and welcome to episode 89 of Fang and a Bang with Gangrel. Welcome, Nikki Black back. And Nikki Black back. She got back. Nikki Black's back. We're back. We're Nikki Black. Whatever. Nikki Black.
Nikki B's fine.
And she's back another year older and blessed this earth. 27 now, right? Or you don't want nobody to know. You're 26, 4, 5, 3, 2, 1.
27.
Yeah. Getting there. 27.
Oh, gosh.
I had three lives. 27. And about 20 more, about 55. And Raymond over there somewhere. I can't even see him. Maybe I got to get rid of these sunglasses. I've been debating that or not. Like, maybe I should leave it up to people if I should get rid of the sunglasses.
Yeah,
if there's anybody listening, maybe let me know. Like, yeah. If you want to get rid of the glasses so you can see my beady eyes and see what they're all shifty about and or whatnot, or just leave them on if they don't bother you or whatever. Just let somebody know. But what's up, Nikki? How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fanging and banging 24/7, all in, you know, just grinding. Can't stop, won't stop, you know, whatever, what all those things they say, you know, want some, get some, bad enough, take some, all that stuff. I'm good. I had a thank you for the donut you brought me. I had a look like I had poop all over my face and fingers. Like
it was
I had
brownie batter.
Look like I had an accident in the restroom. You always want to vision that, but ew. Still smells chocolatey though. It smells
good. Better than whatever.
What was that, brownie batter?
Yeah, brownie batter. Yeah, brownie batter. So good. They only bring it
brownie
around.
Batter makes you fatter, right? Is that how that goes? That's what it sounds like. It was really good. It tasted that good. So I guarantee
my back getting whiter.
Gained another some pounds. So what's going on with you? How was your birthday?
It was good. It was nice and chill. There's been like so much going on all the time that it's just nice to kind of, you know.
Okay. You know, since you're here, I'm gonna call you out on something.
Oh, God.
You know that you're not supposed to be putting videos up at the wrestling school. So what is this Instagram you have? Nikki?
Blackbird?
Is it Nikki Blackbird? So is it, that's what it's called? Nikki Blackbird on Instagram?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm thinking.
All right. So if you want to see another side of Nikki Blackbird, you can go check out Nikki Blackbird on Instagram. I don't even know what her real name is. I have it on my thing. I just look for all the... It's like a three-letter name. But Nikki Blackbird, she's up there posting power bombs on... Poor Joe Garcia, who thinks the whole world's conspiracy, conspiring against him. Last night I had a 20-minute talk to him to convince him that Judy was not a demon.
By the way, I miss all the best classes. Like, I feel like anytime I'm not there,
it's
the
Wednesday
best
night. There's a lot of slow moments. I do a lot of personal counseling.
I'm going to be switching up my classes, I'm telling you.
On Wednesday night, I do a lot of counseling. A little counseling with Noah, a little counseling with Joe. But it took me a while to give... Vince him just because she worked in a funeral home and she has maybe some type of Tourette's with a twitch and that her eye rolls one way and she's always mumbling that she's not possessed by a demon, you know. I said, granted, I will give you the fact that she hangs around dead bodies all day. She's a bit eccentric and I can't even go into the alphabets or whatever her sexual preference is. None, I think. I don't even know. It's like an A. She's a lot of things going on with her. Oh, and he's very bothered by her wrestling name. So what does Evidia mean in Spanish? Evidia or something. He said it. I kept saying Evidia, but he would say it with a Spanish twist on it. Like, but
so
sleep
well,
or death.
Well, I know what
Evidia
means, which is... envy, but
that's what he was saying.
But
that's
the way she spells it is with an I instead of an E.
And I tried to convince him that hers is some other crazy thing. It's nothing to do with envy or anything.
Yeah,
like
so I don't know what it is with the I. I know with an E in Spanish it means envy.
So if you don't know who we're talking about, you could go to CCW, you could check it out, Evidia, and what's the name of her group now? Do you even know the name? It's something. A video and something. I just saw a video.
Crap.
Whatever. Her minions, as she'll put it. But.
Invoked.
The Invoked.
I was literally right here. The Invoked.
So you can check it out. You can let us know if you think she's possessed by a demon or not. I think she's just really creative and a heck of a character and very talented super talented.
I think she's just
got the whole world. Worked and for her own advantage to keep people away. I think it's like a defense mechanism to keep everybody away. You know how some people like they don't want to do a lot of work, right? So I've known guys that are like super super smart, really like good, and they'll just act like what, like they don't understand anything, and I'll know this person personally, And we go, oh, they're just hustling everybody because they don't want any responsibility. They don't want anybody to know that they actually know stuff. And so then they sit there in the cut and they see and hear everything and they absorb it all and they absolutely produce no work at all. Nobody asks nothing of them because they're like, oh, he doesn't know anything. They just write him off as that guy. But that guy is taking in all this. He's absorbing all this information. He's watching everything and doing absolutely nothing to contribute because he doesn't want to. This is a defense thing. It's another defense thing. You know, people do that. You don't know anybody like that?
Well, yeah. I mean, in the field I'm in, I get to see that a lot. You see a lot of people hustling other people, and it's like, man.
I see it a lot in wrestling, and I see the opposite. I see a lot of people that don't. Excuse my language. They don't know anything about anything, trying to convince the world that they know everything about everything. And of all,
I've seen those too.
They got the third eye. They're all seeing eye of everything, but they absolutely don't even know a wristwatch from a wrist lock. And it's just, it knows. Yeah, you can see them coming a mile away, but it is what it is. And, you know, we do what we do. So enough of that. So you had a great birthday. You're 27. Everything's rocking. Check her out. Instagram, Raymond, you don't got an Instagram. It's like, his last name sounds like a funeral home, Moultrie or Moultrin or Moultrary. What is it?
Moulton.
Yeah. Moulton Funeral Homes and Services.
Oh, right? God. Yeah, enough about funeral homes. So scary.
Well,
someone's birthday's coming up too.
Well, maybe that's why I'm thinking about funeral homes, because I'm 55. God, that's like one, that's one step into the hearse right there. And then a vampire character on top of that. So I'm like really pushing the boundaries.
That is terrible. So.
But,
it's horrible. Gosh,
So you're good. You're 27. Do you feel like you're moving along where you want to be career-wise in professional wrestling? Do you feel like you're on the right track training? Or what do you feel? What do you got?
Yeah, I feel like I'm advancing. I could definitely do a lot better. I feel like, there's a lot of things that I can do way better. But it's one of those things where it's like, you know, like I know I should be doing better, but how do I bridge that gap?
You know, I was just as you were talking. You're fine. You got a powerbomb, man. You got a powerbomb. We'll give you that.
Is that like a hard move to do?
It's not me being sarcastic. It's like you're getting there. It gets you a few power moves. But I really need you in the class, yesterday's class. But I won't go into that on air. But it's a good class. It's me as an instructor forgetting the important things of building a foundation and putting things together smaller and maybe forcing people to do it so they could feel it and understand it instead of giving more free will of like, hey, go in there, you know, like, but I'll take more control and say, no, do this and then do that and then do this and then add to that after you get this and you get that, But Wednesdays are a little bit slower class, so it tends to happen more like that. So, but
I took the hint.
I'll get with us some people, and we'll play that floor. I think it's gonna help you. But I was thinking though, when you said I'm bringing up funeral homes a lot, I was in California this weekend, right? So
Raymond, are you listening?
I was in California working for a Hawaiian dude.
My emotional support doll.
He lives outside. His name's Clay, and he's Hawaiian. And he sings, you know, and he was like the the godson to the I always get the name wrong, the really big Hawaiian dude that sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow, you know, the really big guy that passed away. But he sings all the songs. He's a Hawaiian musician, but you know what he does for a living? Like, you know what he does? And I was riding in the van. I was like, ooh, this is like.
Works at a funeral home?
No, he goes around worse. Goes around scooping up the dead bodies wherever. They call him, like, he's an independent contractor. Like, hey, we got, like, a squash body over here on I-5. Can you come scrape it up and put it in a body bag and take it to the funeral? Like, or we just found a body in the room over here for 3 months, super bloated up. And he comes in all, like, hazmat up, swoops it up at 3 a.m. He just rolls up in that van. And then here I am riding when he picks me up at the airport. And he picked me up in his truck. But then we switched vehicles because he had, like, music or sound equipment in it for the show.
I'm like,
is this the van he rides in? And then his aunt was there, right? She was over from the island, and she goes, oh, last time nephew had me in this van, you know, she speaks like a broken English. Like in Hawaii, they don't pronounce everything, they cut like words out, right? Like, dead bodies in here, my nephew's so strange, you know. Like, ah, this is the van I'm thinking of riding around. I mean, bodies been beheaded or disemboweled or dismembered or bloated to the sitting right, like just yeah, right behind. I sat like in the front seat, thank goodness, because yeah. If I would have been in the back seat where they put the seats back in, I don't know. But it's a little eerie thing. But maybe that's why. Maybe death has just been floating around me. I've just been around a lot of death lately. Like, and unfortunately, the last episode we talked about Frankie Siazzo passing away. That was a sad thing at 47 or 48 he was. But we already covered that. And he's well. He's missed and loved. And I move forward. So happy birthday, right? You had a good birthday.
It's like
I am smelling like a rose on my birthday deathbed. I am smelling like a rose because I'm dead and bloated.
Not dead, just bloated.
STP, Stone Temple Pilots, who I believe the singer that is also passed away.
We should start a band. A band. Singing and banging. Raymond, you down?
Yeah.
Singing and banging? Tuning and banging. I don't know. We'll think of a name.
Raymond winning and grinning. Like,
jeez.
I don't know. I don't know. I couldn't be in a band because I would want to be the singer and I can't sing. So
that's what would make it great. I feel like people would love to see that.
It'd have to be like some kind of metal. Like, whoa,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like if you do that, that'd be great.
Disemboweled. Yeah. Faggot and banging 24/7.
I can't play any instruments, but.
You're going to have to rap.
You're a better rapper. Rap like a hip. Hop a hippie, did a hippie, did a hip, hip, a hoppy, don't stop a rocket to the bang, bang, a boogie, set up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now, what we. Not really.
So like,
but
you have a good auction voice.
Oh, so you're saying I'm a country music singer now?
No, like auction, like, you know, when you're reading out, like, auctions, like, 27, 20, I can't even do it, but it's like when they're auctioning
26, 26, 27, 27, we got Nigga Beach coming up here, 27, 27, oh, you're going to have a piece of Nigga Beach in that back black attack there for 27,
calling.
$27, there we go.
I found his calling.
No, enough of my mess. We were California was good, so this week we got a CCW in Kissimmee. Are you going up?
No, I'm not going up. Well,
I thought about it.
Did you? Can I ride in that nice
Saturday.
Mercedes?
Yeah, no. Yeah, well, I mean, if I stop getting nails in my tires, that'd be great. 3 nails in 2 weeks. I'm like, and I looked up the spiritual meaning of nails and tires because I'm like, there's a sign out of this, you know, there has to be. And it's about like change and perseverance. And I've been having like a lot of weird stuff happening where I have to be, you know, persevering or I guess like, you know, have perseverance. But it's interesting. That might be a sign. It's like
I had a dream.
Keep going.
And I don't know if there was a sign in it, but in my dream, P. Diddy touched me. It wasn't good, man. I woke up. I was like, I'm being groomed. I don't know. What's going on? I mean, I don't know. Justin Bieber, everything.
I would pay
I don't know
to be in your dream one day. Like, I just want to know what goes through your head 24/7.
You do not. Nobody wants to know what goes through my head.
Like, I would just pay to shadow your brain one day.
No, you would.
I would come out just hearing colors and.
You would never be the same. You would never look at anything ever the same in this world. And even rose-colored glasses would help you after you've been inside my mind. You know, the only one that might be able to dabble in my mind and get back out of, and be okay would be Andy Warhol. But then again, he has a phone that talks directly to God, so he's gonna be all right. So I'm telling you, you do not want to go in the depths of my dark mind.
I need to borrow his phone.
There's things from Wizard of Oz to The Sound of Music to Hellraiser being disemboweled and you don't want it in my mind. You just don't want it in my mind.
Oh,
nobody
gosh.
Wants it in my mind. I don't even want to be in my mind. I can't escape it. Like especially that P. Diddy shit. Like I was like, I just
that
woke up going,
so
I never remember
random.
Any dreams. So why did P. Diddy touch me?
Oh my like, goodness gracious.
Yeah, no good. But yeah, so boom, we have this Saturday, Friday we have CCW show, Concord Kissimmee. The Sun on the Beach. I think I'm wrestling somebody named Dirty Dick Devin.
Saturday?
Dirty Devin something. Yeah, no, Friday. At CCW, Conquer on the Beach.
Okay.
It's three Ds.
Triple D.
Three Ds. Three Ds. Not the Dudleys. It's Dirty Devin Diaz? Dirty Devin Diaz, I think. Dirty Devin Diaz, yeah.
I saw the thing, but I didn't see his name.
Apparently, he was on the CWF shows, but like I was so busy. I worked like 5 matches that last time we taped. I'm almost ashamed that I didn't. I probably said hello and everything, but I was just so swamped with matches and running things and stuff like that. But everybody goes, no, you know him. He's a great kid. So I'm not sure. But then he did a promo and he had Toby Keith playing Rest in Peace. Another guy that's passed away.
Oh, that stomach was crazy. Cancer. Yeah.
62, Toby Keith. You know, he wrestled. I was in a battle royal with him.
What?
I was in a battle royal with Toby Keith. He suplexed Jeff Jarrett in that battle royal.
It was my second ever country concert
It was in TNA. He did we were in some kind of battle royal. And I remember he gave Jeff Jarrett a suplex in it. And
I was in that. That is so random.
Yeah. Wow. And I was like, oh, that's Toby Keith. And like, oh, he's really big. He was like a big dude. Like, he was a big ass country dude. Yeah. Yeah, so like, I guess.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I guess that's my 6 degrees or whatever. I mean, if that, whatever. No, I met him because I remember he did the suplex and everything. And he came back and goes, hey, Bubba, how'd that look? Bubba, is that good? You know, he was so pumped. And I go, God, I remember being excited about that, like about wrestling like 30 years ago. This was like, back then it was, I'd say about 25 years ago. Like, so I've been wrestling 36 years or 37 years now.
You're coming up in 38.
Coming up on 38. Wow. Oh, okay. But yeah, I remember being that excited. And it was, I don't want to say it was cute because he was like 6'3" or 6'4", or like a big man. So it wasn't cute, but it was like, he was so excited because he gave a suplex. You know, but yeah.
Grown man can say it's cute.
But it's a loss in the country music world.
Definitely.
And, Toby Keith. So that's another, 62, stomach cancer. What a horrible way to go. But where were we at? What were we talking about? I'm so lost all the time. Oh, Dirty Devin Diaz. 3 D's. Dirty Devin Diaz.
Triple D. Or
is it Dirty Devin Diaz? But he did a promo, whatever, and he said, his promo was interesting. It was like, I didn't have enough money to come and train in South Florida with you 3 years ago, but now I'm going to be in a ring with you 3 years from now. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, don't beat me up. and what school was I running 3 years ago? Was it my school he couldn't afford? Or was it CCW? Which school was it? You know, like he trained you. But, now I'm wondering who did he train by? I don't know. So we'll find out. But he seems very cool. Everybody says he's a great guy. And they said he was able to wrestle Jonathan and he had a good match with Jonathan. So
Nestor?
But Nestor. But they put Jonathan down. But I haven't seen Jonathan have a bad match with anybody. I think Jonathan's carrying everybody else. See, Jonathan's another one of those guys that wants you to think he doesn't know what's going on, but he knows 100% what's going on.
1,000%.
1,000 and then some. But yeah, so we got CCW Friday, Conquer on the Beach. Saturday, right here in Pompano. Mm-hmm. Well, we're in Hollando now, but South Florida, Pompano, at the CCW, do they call arena. It the arena? It's the school. It's a training facility, but they turn it into a studio. And so they'll have another, I suppose it's a taping, a championship wrestling from Florida. I'm the Florida heavyweight champion there, so I have to be there. So I'll be there. But I think there's still seats available. So if you're listening to this, if this is out by then, if not, sorry, you missed it. But should be a good thing. I got the 500 or 600-pound beast man. How much does he weigh? I'm not body shaming this motherfucker. I mean, excuse me, but he's big dude. How big is he? Like, he's like 6'3".
I think what was it? I'm so horrible with this stuff.
You don't want to say how big he is?
No, I'm thinking.
I'm guessing 500. No, he's not 500. He's got to be 400. 380. He's 380.
I was going to say in the high threes.
High three.
I don't know. 500 don't know. Is like my. But you can check him out.
Beast man. He carries a bone. He wears a skirt.
Looks like a
he's
Viking.
He's been in Oral Caveman. Viking Caveman / Mongoloid. I don't know. He's got he's from Pittsburgh.
Creature.
So he's got one of those heads. He's a big dude, really big dude. So I'll be facing him on Saturday, I believe. Chamberlain is Alex Chamberlain wrestling Martin Stone. That might be one of the matches. I'm not sure. Or they might be tagging. I have no idea. Maybe they're working each other. That would be a good one. Either way, whether they tag or wrestle each other,
it'll be a good show. I'm excited.
It should be a really good show here in Pompano. Kevin Sullivan will be here. Bill Alfonso will be there. So if this is out and you hear this, get over there and see it. It'll be this Saturday evening.
I'll be there.
You'll be there. And if this comes out after, then well, hopefully it was a great show and I'll be talking to you about it next week. So I'll tell you what you missed when I actually know the cards and I can see him in front of me. I believe there's a tag. Maybe the crown's there. The crown. Maybe Lakai versus somebody. Maybe it's Lakai and I don't know. So
that'll be good.
Should be good. It should be really, hopefully, Florida's represented well. It should be a fun show. Looking forward to that. So that's what I got going this weekend. And then Super Bowl Sunday. Who are you pulling for in the Super Bowl? Who is it? The Bucks and who's in the Super Bowl? Bucks Raiders? Who's in there? That's my two teams. I'm not. They're not. They can't. Bucks were in the playoffs, but That was it. So Chiefs.
Yeah, I know the Chiefs for sure are going to be there because all the Swifties reminded me on social media. Oh, yeah, the
Chiefs. Chiefs and who?
Who's the other people playing? I'm so out of sports. Like this year, I've been so out of it. I have no idea what's going on in sports.
Nicole, you got it. Who is it, Raymond? Chiefs and who?
Go
with
it.
The Jets.
No!
I knew the Chiefs for sure because I watched the game when they won to go to the Super Bowl.
San Francisco, baby. The 49ers.
How did I not know that?
This is Jackal Stevens' favorite team. Jackal, so he's excited.
I saw a bunch of people post about it. Never mind.
So San Francisco and the Chiefs. So the old 49er crew versus the Swifty crew. So yeah. Yeah, similar color. So I don't know. Maybe the 49ers are favored. I don't know. I didn't look. I have no idea. But that's Sunday. So that's going to be my one day off. I'm going to chill on that. Monday, I'm not sure if I'm going to teach class or not. And then Tuesday, I'm off to the UK for Kapow out there. They have like 5 shows, a couple seminars. And then I'll get back on Monday. Come home, classes, and then Minnesota that weekend. And then back out to the classes and then back out to the UK again. So a lot of fanging and banging going on, a little grinding. And so I'm blessed. And hopefully my body holds up and it's good, but that's that. So now I guess we've gossiped and BS'd and bored everybody to death. We can move forward. Apparently, everyone, I guess Nikki B knew about it, but we got a new set. This was here. It was kind of partial of it. We were in it last week when I was here by myself without Nikki, but apparently it's a new format as well. So I have no idea. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to turn the reins over to Miss Nikki B and I'm going to chill and just fill in what I'm needed or asked or whatever. So it's on you.
Oh, yeah. Go. We have a Q&A, and this guy's at name is interesting. So show me your pooty poot wants to know.
You're going to show me your pooty poot? Susan's not going to like you showing me your pooty poot.
No, that's literally his name. I'm like, why would you?
He is at show me your pooty poo. Okay. What exactly is the pooty poo? I think a pooty poo would be the yoo-hoo, the lickety lick or the lady part. Is that your booty?
Because poo is.
Poo is poo.
You know, it's pooty, pooty poo. So like your booty.
Show me your booty. Poo. All right. What's he look like? I felt it as I don't want to see his pooty poo. Big bearded man. Looks like he's in a cold area. Nice picture. Like, he's handsome, but I don't want to see
that. Looks like a beach. He's wearing a coat on the beach.
I've been on a lot of cold beaches. Like,
well, yeah,
I know a lot of cold beaches.
Right?
Beaches. beaches. I know a lot of cold beaches. Beaches.
I
can't. When I was in Puerto Rico, never mind.
Well, show me your pooty poo wants to know. Hey, man, I wanted to say thank you. You made my Monday nights growing up awesome. I'd hear the Brood music, and a 10-year-old me would jump up and scream in excitement. I never got to see you wrestle live or meet you. I know I'm not alone saying this for all the guys in the mid-30s, but we had the best wrestlers to watch. There was some magic to it that seems to fade the older you get. Thanks for bringing some happy moments to my childhood, man. Always stay fanging and banging.
24/7, man, and thank you for your screen name because I'm forever gonna be Shelby your pooty poo, you know.
That's a god tier name.
I can hear the 10-year-old you going banging and banging. Show me your pooty poo, motherfucker. No, man. Thank you for the compliment. I was blessed to be a part of the Attitude Era in that time of wrestling. I started when I was 17, and tail end of territories and everything, and then just fell in there at the right place, at the right time. Had a great entrance, great music, a great supporting cast. It turned out to be the main cast, and I became a supporting cast at some point. But it was all great, and I was just blessed to be a part of that. And I'm glad you found joy in it, and I still find joy in it. When I hear messages like that, Mr. Pooty Poo, show me your pooty poo. it's flattering, and makes it all the knees and the aches and pains and the trials and tribulations I have worth it. So.
No, we have Peter George 8658 saying, first video of his I am watching, and the way he's talking about stuff has really caught my attention. Great job. Keep up the videos, please.
The first video of mine he's watching, very first podcast or something?
I guess one of the videos that we posted.
Oh, is he like Egypt? Look at the cat on his shoulder there. He looks a little bit like a Christian, a little bit. He's got a little Christian head tilt there. And the cat's got the same pose too. Look at that cat. Peter George, 8658. Thank you, sir, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Kirkley, 1983. My friend Matt, who just got life in prison, unfortunately, is Gangrel's twin. I swear, they look identical. Same way.
Bro, his name is Matt? Because somebody told me I had a twin named Matt, and he did bad things. Is it South Florida? Hey, Kirkley, 1983. Are you from South Florida? Because I used to get blamed for something that Matt did all the time. They go, hey, man, I seen you out there, and it would be in some sketchy places. And I'm sorry, it's a prison, though. And let me clarify that. But no, it's just freaking me out, man, because I used to get called Matt a lot and everything. And I'm like, who the flip is Matt? Like, what's going on? You got to tell me. Kirkley, 1983, like, what area is this in? Because it might possibly, who knows what my pops was doing. And my mom and them might have said, we don't need two of these mofos one out. Who knows? Hey, they're like that. They ship you in and out of my family. You wake up, you got a new brother. You wake up, there's another uncle living in the house. So they might have said, we don't need two Gangrels in the house. We're two little Davids. We got to get rid of one. Now, that's so freaky because, really, I called Matt a lot.
Yeah, Kirk, we want to know. Is this the same guy? Are you in
South Florida? Freaking me out. How old is this message, Raymond? You put this on here.
I have a lot of questions.
This is a whole, but I might have to do a whole thing. So, prison. Damn, now I want to know, you know.
Yeah, Kirk, we want to know.
Got life in prison, so he must have F'd somebody. That sounds like the guy that people are accusing me of. No, really? You think I'm joking? I am not kidding. That they would come up and call me Matt, and then other people say, "Dude, this is 20 of you," but he was like in the sketchiest areas, like Sis Trunk, doing some, you know, and like.
Might be him.
If you know Florida, you know that area. Like you don't belong down there if you ain't up to no good sometimes. But.
Maria Bullen, 653 on Gangrel's Homecoming. I'm so happy I found you on here. I've always been a massive fan, but after seeing the way you are with your fans, has left me an even bigger impression on me. You deserve so much more and still have so much to teach young wrestlers, in my opinion. Keep fanging and banging, Vampire Warrior.
Oh, the OVW, Vampire Warrior. Thank you, Maria. Miss Maria, thank you. I try to. I give him a hard time, but I truly do love. Everybody complains about wrestling, right? And a lot of, like, not everybody, but a lot of the older wrestlers, right? And different people that have been around the block, and even fans. Wrestling's not the same, or it's this and this and that. But nobody does nothing of it, you know, about it. But I figured if you can, instead of like talking a lot of crap and being negative, you just go out there and you try to change it one student and one person at a time. So that's a lot of it. What's going on with the rest of the school? I still try to instill a lot of the older ways, but I'm hip to the hop, and I like the newer stuff too. I mean, I'm not so hip to the hop, but I'm getting what they're laying down. I'm picking up what they're laying down and a new vibe of stuff. And I like it, but I love that I try to instill the older old school ways and older foundations in there so they can have a great foundation to support all the really cool stuff they're going to do as wrestling evolves on and morphs into what we watch today. So, yeah, I'm proud to be a part of that process, and I'm blessed to have fans like you. Thank you.
That's so sweet. So there's a lot of rumors, and now I have to ask you these questions, and you need to tell me, basically true or false, so fact or fiction, if they're...
Who's spreading these rumors?
Fans.
Fans.
Yeah.
Okay. Are they spreading these rumors, or are they just asking if they're rumors, or if they're fact or fiction?
I guess it depends who you ask. Some people actually, like you said, some people believe it, other people have no idea, they're just talking. There we go.
Fact or fiction, Nicole. Is your name Nicole, or is it Nikki B?
Depends where I'm at. If I'm in the ring, I'm Nikki B. If I'm out and about, I'm Nicole.
Fact or fiction? Does Bigfoot exist?
Fact.
Fact. Fact or fiction? You still believe that those 8-foot aliens exist and they're 13-foot aliens or whatever in Miami?
Out there mixing up the ocean and you seen? Okay.
These questions aren't like that, are they? Well, we got wrestling questions, right?
So far I see wrestling questions. Bigfoot, can you sit down? All right, that works. Okay, so fact or fiction?
Fact or fiction. Was the DDT created by accident with Jake the Snake?
Is that one of them? I saw something. No, never mind.
Fact or fiction. I'm asking you.
Oh, was that?
Fact or fiction? Was the DDT an accident and was created accidentally?
Fact?
Fact. Right. So if you listen to Jake the Snake or Lynn Denton, depending upon which one tells the story, Lynn Denton says he came up with it. Jake the Snake says he came up with, Lynn didn't be in the grappler, but he had a front face lock on, you know, the front face lock.
Yeah.
And they were working and he tripped and fell. He sold it so good, it became the DDT. These are the two of them now. Lynn being the one receiving the DDT, Jake, obviously the guy that did it because he made it super famous. And
does
Gangrel
give the best DDT factor fiction?
I used to, I think. Jake, by all means. Raven had a great one. Even Dreamer, Tommy Dreamer had a good one.
Sorry, we derailed.
DDT, I don't know. Mine was an accident too, how it came up with the Impaler DDT. But I was a big fan of him. But I gave several different types of DDT. I think I sent you a video where I used to do a DDT off the top of my shoulder, which I called the Super Impaler. But I could only do that when I felt healthy in a gym. Once my shoulders
got terrible,
I didn't feel like I could do it safe enough to want to do it to a lot of people. But do I give the best? No. It's in the eye of the beholder, just like beauty. You know what I mean? Everybody sees what they want to see. And everybody enjoys what they like, you know? Yeah, I might see a 72 Chevelle and say, that's a really sexy car. Someone might go, oh, that's a clunker, you know? Or I'll see a 72 Monte Carlo that's got panels beaten off and everything, and I go, oh, she could be a beauty. She's a beauty. Where everybody else go, oh, that needs to go to the junkyard.
In the
you,
rough.
Know, so, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder. So
I like that. So the first one was, you were set to feud with Stone Cold Steve Austin in a storyline that was scrapped at the last minute due to creative changes. Fact or fiction?
Fiction.
Fiction. You had a behind the scenes.
For the record, I didn't climb past mid card. Stone Cold was at the top of the food chain with The Rock and Undertaker. I mean, I floated around with Undertaker some, but that was still all. Like, I was a king of Saturday Night Heat for a while.
You had a behind the scenes role in training some of the WWE's top superstars of the 2000s. Sorry.
Do what now? I messed up.
Oh, no, you're good. You had a behind the scenes role in training some of the WWE's top superstars of the 2000s. Fact or fiction?
What is the 2000s? Are we in the 2000s still?
Yeah.
I don't know. How does that work? Is that 20s? Are we the 20s, 2000s? See, I'm not good with this.
Early
you can't
2000s.
Throw a trick question at me. I could tell you that I helped train like Rusev, which went on to be Miro, but I don't know if that's the 2000s. I don't know. I don't know what years. I can't keep track of years. I've trained a lot of guys over the years. There's been guys that I forgot that I helped train, like a Tony Mamaluke that was in I don't know what he was in, but the Italian group. I don't know if it was the FBI's or whatever. There's been so many different people that I've worked with and trained with over the time.
Yeah, fact.
Fact, okay. I don't know if you could tell me 2000. Get confused when you say 2000. So
another fact or fiction. There was a planned storyline that would have revealed your character as the mastermind behind several major plot lines in the Attitude Era.
Oh, that would have been cool. No.
Fiction.
Fact, yeah.
Fact or fiction, Hulk Hogan was supposed to turn heel in the early 90s, but the plan was scrapped due to his popularity.
I have no idea. I probably could watch documentaries and tell you just as good as anybody else. Cause it's all over the place, Hulk Hogan stuff. I don't know.
Fiction?
I don't know.
No?
Because I don't know. I don't want to say fact or fiction. I feel like I heard something. I just was watching something where they were... But I don't know.
And the last one... There was a talk of turning the Brood into a supernatural faction with power similar to the Undertaker.
Undertaker had powers?
Of course.
Raymond would like to believe Undertaker had powers. What powers? He sacrificed Stephanie McMahon and got powers? Where did he get powers?
He comes from the dead.
What powers did he have? He
throws the weather.
That's in an arena, Raymond. Like, that was like lighting. So does Kane have powers?
Airbender.
Oh, so what would the Brood have had then?
Because vampires.
So we have supernatural powers. So what was the question again?
So there was talk of turning the Brood into a supernatural
faction. So we were already a supernatural faction, so there was no turning into a court in Raymond. We were supernatural vampires, so we would have powers. We'd have vampire powers.
Yeah, that's a tricky
question. We come up through a ring of fire, we don't get burnt. We gave people blood baths. The lights would go out and they'd be covered with blood, like Carrie, like, you know. I think we already had supernatural powers. We definitely had a headgear. And there was a reason Undertaker wanted us and his thing, because he knew our powers were stronger than his powers. And he thought they can unite it. But then when we were together, he realized our power was still stronger than the ministry power. So he had to snuff us out like a smoked cigarette.
Okay. So that's a...
confusing. What, scratchy? I think I answered.
Oh no, I'm saying like as far as like fact or fiction, because you guys already were supernatural.
We were supernatural. So well, I was a vampire, but they never ever mentioned Christian Edge's vampires. They always said vampire like or gothic like. Actually, they never even called me a vampire. They always said gothic like lifestyle, the gothic like lifestyle of a gangrel or the viscous liquid and.
So
my challenge.
I think it's a fact.
I think we already were, so I think it's okay. A given. Yeah, I think that was it.
Okay. That was the last fact or fiction. Okay.
Now we're going to.
You look frustrated. Like the fact or fiction bothered you there, huh?
Oh no, I'm like, I see what you're saying, so I'm trying to see like what you were asking.
I'm saying the Brood is way cool. Like. Not because I was part of the... Raymond is a huge Undertaker fan. So anytime there's something, he slides Undertaker. Okay. He slides Undertaker in. He doesn't even acknowledge the American Badass. He doesn't acknowledge it. He goes, that didn't exist. It's Undertaker. It's Undertaker. It's Undertaker. Like, so, and there's a lot of people like that. And people go, they'll go, Gangrel, oh, how was it cool to be in the Undertaker's ministry? And I'm thinking, like, it was cooler to be in the Brood. I thought we were cooler. We had a better fashion sense. We hung out in nightclubs. You ever seen our videos? We're out in raves. We'd hang out on the piers. I mean, like, we're just like dudes going out and hanging out and sucking blood on chicks' necks and, like, all this cool stuff and, like, dancing and raving. And the Brood was cool. Undertaker goes around trying to hang people and shit, you know? Like, he's just like, death. We were like for party, the life of a party. He was like the death of the party. You know, there was no party there. Everything died around him. Like Raymond said, he controlled the weather. Well, the Brood controlled the party, the atmosphere, the energy, the fun. You want to argue that, Raymond?
No, you can have that.
You can have that. Thank you. As you it's sit like in a dark corner where nobody can even see you over there. Like, no, I'm just saying the Brood was like, I enjoyed the Brood. It was fun. Not because... It was cool. I think it was just really cool. And the Undertaker thing was really cool too. And it was cool to be a part of the ministry. But I've gone over this before, where like the Brood going into the ministry was like the quicker death for the Brood, you know. So because it was well liked, and the ministry was a heel unit at that time, and they put us in there, and the people still cheered us within that heel faction. They cheered us, which wasn't a good result. Like, you know, so they took us out of the ministry that quick. You'll see people say, oh, they were barely in the ministry, this and this and that. But it was because when we were in the ministry, and I'm not putting myself over, Christian Edge were just like really good for the Brood. It was a really cool thing. It was a magical moment, you know, lightning in a bottle. It happened and it was organic and it grew. But it was popular. It couldn't turn us heel no matter what they did. Yeah. They tried. The people still cheered the Brood. They put us in the ministry. They still cheered the Brood. They said, we got to get them out of the ministry, you know, and then feud the ministry and then break us up after that. But ultimately, they had plans for Edge, you know, big plans for him. So he couldn't have stayed in the Brood forever. So, but the ministry thing speeded that death up, you know. It was a speedier death, you know, death upon sword or something. But,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. rabbit hole portion of the show.
So yeah, it's actually called rabbit hole portion. I guess so.
I guess.
I wouldn't even look at it.
The Paul is Dead conspiracy. So today we're diving into the most fascinating conspiracy theories in music history. Paul is Dead, and tying it into peculiar wrestling mystery involving Gangrel and the Brood's iconic entrance music. In 1969, rumors started to swirl that Paul McCartney of the Beatles had died in a car crash and was replaced by a lookalike. Fans and conspiracy theories became obsessed and overwhelmed with the uncovering different clues and hidden messages to prove their case. Take Revolution 9, played backward. It supposedly says, "Turn me on, dead man." Then there's the iconic Abbey Road album cover, where Paul is barefoot and out of step with the rest of the band, symbolizing a corpse in some cultures. And let's not forget Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, where a hand is raised above Paul's head on the front cover, a supposed omen of death. Before getting into some of the hidden messages, speak about your initial thoughts when you first became aware of this conspiracy.
Well, is there anybody even old enough to know this conspiracy? Like, do you even know about any of this? Like, you're 27 years old. What is the average wrestling fan or anybody? What is the average age of somebody watching this? podcasts right now is even relevant to them. I mean, it's relevant in the sense that my ring music, when I would raise up, you know, the Gangrel ring music, or you call it the Brood ring music, had backward masking, like the thing that says "Turn Me On, Dead Man," that Take Revolution 9, where it played backwards. But so the whispering you hear in mind, if you put headphones on, you'll hear whispering. If you were to play it backwards, it says, I can't quote it exactly because my brain is fried, but it'd be like, "I buried Paul, walk with me." Is like contributing to this conspiracy theory, saying Paul was dead, I buried Paul, and walk with me, and like the Abbey Road crossing the thing, you know, walk with me. Or so you're like saying, follow me. So that's how my music and how I connect with this. But then again, I was born in 1969, so but I was a Beatles fan, so I've heard about all this stuff. Do I believe it? I don't know. I believe people like conspiracies, but obviously this Paul McCartney must have, the other one passed away, unfortunately, but this Paul McCartney was incredible. I mean, he's went on to like great things on Wings later. After, you've probably heard of Wings, Paul McCartney, Wings, the Beatles, you probably don't know much of, but the Beatles, was it the White Album, was a tremendous album, probably the best album out there, especially at that time. So I don't know what you're asking me. I don't know how, but people really know. I mean, it's a fun conspiracy. It's cool. Maybe they were smarter and ahead of the curve with everybody, so they planted these ideas of this thing to keep it, whoever was in charge of that. I mean, they smoked a lot of good weed back then and did acid and shit like that. So like, their mind was really expanded, you know. Like, so maybe they were like, oh, maybe if we do little things and leak it here and there, people continuously. And 2024, be talking about like this Beatles conspiracy, and then they'll go and then they'll listen to the Beatles and go, oh, and then they'll buy something on Spotify or whatever, and then now we're still gonna make money in like 2024. So, you know, maybe they were just really ahead of the game, or maybe the dude did die and they replaced him, and they just got really, really lucky, and the new Paul was really, really talented and really, really good, and
kept
it all worked out. So, I don't know, man.
Now, here's where it gets interesting. Similar to Paul is Dead clues, it said that if you play the Brood's theme backwards, you can hear whispers, and you just mentioned that. Some fans believe it's a message from the underworld. Others say it's just gibberish, or maybe instructions for a secret vampire ritual. The theories are endless and, frankly, a blast to dive into.
Okay.
Can you confirm or deny any of this? I'm sorry.
There was a secret vampire ritual, I would not be fat. I'd have all my hair, and I would still look 27 years old. Right? Actually, I started doing the Gangrel or the Vampire Warrior when I was 20, 21.
Oh, wow.
So I would still look 21. Although I was a chubby kid at 21, so I might look the same. But the Gangrel, you guys knew I was 28 or 29 in WWE. At that time, I was 228, had abs. You didn't notice it under the puffy shirt, but... But I would like to look like that forever. So if I could figure that ritual out, maybe I would. I don't know. Somebody said growth hormone, but I think they gave me some bad growth hormone because that's not working. So I don't know what's going on. I still look old and still like. So no ritual to it. Definitely backward masking for fun. Again, much like the Beatles might have done, the fellow that did this music, Jim Johnson, was a Beatles fan, and he might have said, hey, people talk about, let me put this backward masking in where it plays backwards. I buried Paul, walk on me. And it gets something to talk about years later, or something. Somebody freaking high, nothing better to do, and they have the equipment. Listen to that. Oh, and you know, they say something to somebody. They say something to somebody. It's out there. And it always gives you something to go back and talk about, just like we're talking about it now. And just think it was a fun thing he did. There's definitely no hidden rituals or secret vampire shit or... anything like that, and if it was a way to stay a vampire, I would have figured it out. Like
ASAP.
Yeah, I don't know.
ASAP.
Maybe I really am, and that's why I have the crazy dreams I have, minus the P. Diddy one, the other shit. But,
that's crazy.
That was so weird. Like, it was him with his glasses and everything. Like,
People are funny.
It was the puffy version, like more not P. Diddy, but all right, we'll move on.
So here's some more stuff. So the Paul is dead conspiracy clues and hidden messages in album cover. So Abbey Road, Paul is barefoot and out of step with the other Beatles, symbolizing that he's a corpse. Paul holds a cigarette in his right hand despite being left-handed, suggesting an imposter. The license plate on the Volkswagen Beetle in the background reads LMW28IF, implying Paul would have been 28 if he had lived, although he was actually 27 at the time.
It's a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work to do all that. Now, you think it was just something. I don't know. I mean, some people swear to it. I think it was just having fun. And people are buying into it, you know. So.
Yeah, the 28 thing in my, looks like a far reach. I don't know.
Yeah, so you can all give, like, your theories and stuff again, girl. You know?
I just think it's a really cool picture. I thought it'd be a cool picture. They switched it up, you know.
I've seen a lot of people try to recreate.
Why did the first Paul McCartney smoke and the second one didn't? I mean, I don't know. Did they smoke? I have more questions. Did they smoke? I don't know. Did the Beatles smoke?
Or maybe they wanted the cigarette to be in the picture and the camera was facing that way? I don't know. I mean, there's a lot that you can kind of draw from that.
Maybe they're doing the Fargo strut. Like, they should have been like that. And then like that. And then Jackie Fargo? No? Nobody? All right. Jeff Jarrett? You probably knew Jarrett was copying of Jeff Jarrett. But...
And there
no, you... I really don't know. I haven't read up or deep dived into any of this. I mean, I maybe have when I was younger, and I didn't retain it, you know, because what am I going to retain? Like, what am I going to be like, yeah, he died. All right, he died. Unfortunately, he died. Unfortunately, Matt, my twin, is in prison for life. I can't do nothing about it. Like, Paul McCartney died. I can't do nothing. But the other one was there, and... He might have came up with the worst song ever, Ebony Ivory. That's
I hear that apparently it still happens to this day. Like, the Grammys just happened and Celine Dion was there. And apparently, you know, she has stiff person syndrome. And last time that they checked in with her, she couldn't move. And she completely lost, you know, I guess it was like control of all her muscles. But then she showed up at the Grammys and handed out a award and she looked perfectly fine. So now a conspiracy is that apparently someone, that apparently she died. And then they replaced her with somebody else. They did that with her. They said that about, like, Avril Lavigne. Yeah, I can never say her name. Her and then somebody else. They've been saying that apparently they got replaced and that's not them.
I heard all that.
Yeah, so I hear stuff like that till this day. Yeah, so...
I just think it was a cool thing. I think they were creative and my personal thing. I mean, maybe there was. I passed away, but
like you still hear that to this day. But to finish this one off, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, a hand is raised above Paul's head, which is interpreted as a death omen. The Beatles stand in front of a grave-like arrangement of flowers with left-handed.
There's no hand above my head, is there?
I don't see any.
Okay.
With left-handed bass guitar made of flowers, possibly signifying Paul's grave.
Let me ask you this. You were worried about me talking about funerals and this and that. And you're going to wrap the show up with death omens and hands above the head and stuff. But it's a beautiful album cover. That was very, like, colorful, wasn't it? Like, you even know who the Beatles are?
Yeah, I know
maybe
who they are.
Maybe you can drive my
car. I need somebody. And come together. Yeah.
Well, that was, Sgt. Pepper's Lonely.
Yeah. I know the Beatles. Yeah. I mean, I'm not like avid, like, oh my God, I know all their songs. Absolutely not. But.
Well, I mean, as I look at that album cover, if you go back and you look at that, do people see that?
I have it up on screen. Yeah.
Right? So if you look at the album cover, I think, what is the conspiracy? There's all these faces and they're white. There's one black guy. Who's that guy? I mean, that's random to me. And this little creepy thing down here, what is that little thing? Like, is it a doll or what is that? Raymond, I don't know. I don't know if you're asking or who's asking, but I don't know. I'm sure I read into it and probably had, I probably thought, it sounds cool, I'd buy into it. But this thing was probably great marketing. I don't know. marketing. So you'll be back here years later talking about it and breaking it down and keeping them relevant, you know? And I mean, I was a big John Lennon fan. I love John Lennon.
I've heard a lot of stuff about him, too.
Love John Lennon. Ringo Starr's still touring. You know, he played the drums. You know, Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney still doing it. So it's, you know, and people are still talking about the Beatles. It's like Christian Edge still do their things. They're big stars, like superstars, and they do their own thing, but they still go talk about the Brood. And now you still talk about the Brood and the backmasking and the whispering, I bury Paul Walker Me, which is going to lead you back to the Beatles, which is all these 6 degrees of whatever. Yeah, it brings you back full circle. So I just think it's all great marketing. All great marketing.
That's fair.
Not yet.
Oh, okay. What about you, Nicole?
I don't, I mean.
I'd have to read more.
I would have to see more.
You could flip a coin. I mean, but.
Because two nights ago, with the Grammys, I went down the rabbit hole with Celine Dion, and I'm like, I can see it.
They go through all of that. They could do all that work just to insinuate that he's not. I mean, I think he's just marketing.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds like.
And I don't know about this cloning stuff. I mean, yeah, like, you think Celine Dion was cloned?
Not cloned, but I feel like they.
You said she died. How else is she gonna be back there?
I've heard this too about Britney Spears. Like the Britney Spears. Now,
Britney's just cuckoo for coke. She's got what shit's going on in her mind is going on in my mind. Britney Spears is my mind acting out loud. Like what you see Britney doing is what's going on in my
head. Next time you go on Instagram, Coach is gonna be in front of the camera doing that like twirl where she sits there and then she's like doing this.
Oh, you don't know how many times I'm gonna shave my own head and like, oh my goodness, and no, just like, stand in the mirror.
It's like, funny because I quote that when people are like, "How are you doing?" I'm like, "My mental state is 2007 Britney Spears." She like shaved her head and started attacking people with an umbrella. That's where I'm at mentally.
I think Britney gets a bad rep, you know.
No, I feel bad for her, honestly. I feel bad, but people are saying that she was replaced because her teeth don't look the same. Like, there's this whole conspiracy theory.
Her teeth don't look the same as mine. They've been knocked out and changed.
I have a dental appointment in 2 weeks.
Some stuff done. I mean, some days I have fangs. I mean, what the hell they must be saying about me?
Yeah, he's replaced with a vampire.
No.
No, Britney's just a little cuckoo for cocoa. People are... Took advantage of her.
Yeah, maybe, once we see Coach twirling on camera, we gotta go.
If I had her money,
we need an intervention.
If I had Britney's money and people around me, they would be trying to control my ass, and you would see some cuckoo shit out of me, and I would do what I want because I had money to go do what I wanted.
Yeah.
And like, Britney, she's just a part of what goes on in my brain. Yeah. And I love Britney. Quit fucking with Britney. Leave Britney alone.
I love her.
Free Britney, man.
Yeah, free Britney. Yeah. Conservative shit.
And let her go do her own stuff, man. Maybe have somebody watch her kids so she doesn't affect them. But let her go do what she wants, you know? Like,
yeah, I know. I feel you.
Yeah. Maybe there was a one, and he did pass away and they replaced, but they still did this in a sense to... It's a marketing thing. I don't know if it's paying tribute. If they wanted to pay tribute, they would have said, "Oh, what did they have to lose if they replaced the guy in the band? They didn't even make it yet, I don't think. Like, right? Like, Paul McCartney died, the real Paul, died before they ever made it, right? So what did they have to, what did it matter if they changed who the dude was? Like, did they have a record deal? Now, you have to dwell back to that. Was there a record deal pending on this person being in the band? And you didn't think that the people that signed the record deal didn't know that, hey, that's not the guy that we signed the deal with because they signed him? So you got to go back to that there and go, like, come on. Like,
that could
you know,
be it.
You know what I mean? So, like, so if they weren't broke through to the other side yet in fame and stardom or success, what would have mattered if they switched the guy? And if they did... Then everybody to sign him, everybody was in on it. But what did he have to gain? Because nobody knew. It's like, no, I don't think so. You know. And if he did, I think it was just. But I still think it was just marketing and whatever.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't know, Raymond. Why are you trying to throw stuff at me like this? Like on a what is it? Wednesday, Thursday morning.
Yes.
But now, you know what's going to happen is I'm going to go home and I'm going to start doing laundry because I got stuff to do and I got to start prepping for stuff. And I'm going to go Google up and start reading on it and then come up with my own opinion.
Videos
again.
In the background.
And I'll be back here next week going, all right, well, let me retract some of this. I think he did exist and he did die and I did pay tribute and whatever. But I at the end of the day, I think the Beatles were tremendous, and I listen to all type of music from rock, rap, country, R&B, gospel.
At practice, sometimes the playlist starts switching gears, and we go from like If you can't go from hood to holy, you cannot practice with us. Hood to holy. You gotta go from hood to holy. Like, sometimes we're sitting there like, and then all of a sudden we end up listening to salsa. I'm like, okay.
Sweet chariot. Okay,
whatever.
In the highway, in the hedges. You know that one? Yeah.
I don't, but I'm just gonna go along.
Doing Jesus' work out in the highways and the hedges. Like, you know. All right, Raymond. Where are we at? We wrapping it up here now? All right. Yeah.
It's a good episode. I like this one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little tongue-tied and stumbled all over Strawberry Fields, Revolution 9. I'm so tired. Glass Onion.
Not tongue-tied. You were doing freaking auction voices and stuff. That's the furthest away from tongue-tied.
Beatles, tremendous. Undertaker, Raymond's favorite, obviously. What else do we cover? Funeral homes, morgues, this and that. Judy's not a demon. Nvidia is not a demon, Joe. She is not a demon. Joe, we all love you, but she's not a demon. You are safe. She's not going to snatch your soul.
He's going to come to class wearing a cross.
I did not do any vampiric rituals or anything else. So, yeah. But that was like episode 89. You didn't even tell us what you did on your birthday, but I guess that's...
Yeah, we just went and just chilled, literally. That's all I did was just chill. Right. I didn't do anything crazy.
Sign of the times, like Prince. Listen, a lot of Prince before the show, but Raymond has no idea any Prince song. You need one Prince song, Purple Rain. It's the only Prince song, Raymond. Shame on you. Huh?
Darling Nikki.
She knew Darling Nikki. She took me to her castle. I'm letting you sink in that hole, baby.
Like, you're going now.
She had the passes. That money could buy.
I got your back.
Sign your name on the dotted line. The lights went out and Nikki started to grind. That was episode 89. Banging a banging. One song.
Good song.
Bad enough.
Take some. I let you sing by yourself. He's like, Nicole, I'm like, I don't know what to say.